Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are at the East Jefferson YMCA, and it's a great facility. It's centrally located on the east bank of Jefferson Parish. You definitely want to come out. You can spend some time out here, participate. Your first day is free, and we're going to visit with Kerry Diaz right now, the executive director of the East Jeff YMCA. Kerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So put your mic a little closer if you don't mind. Perfect. So tell us about this why and how it aligns with promoting healthy aging amongst seniors.
Absolutely. So we are part of the YMCA of Greater New Orleans. So we're the East Jefferson branch. So we are located in Metairie on Riverside Drive, as you mentioned before, right by Power. And one of the unique things about this facility is that we are nestled inside of a community that's somewhat of an aging community. So a lot of the residents that completely surround this area are of the senior population. And so some of the things that we've seen over at this branch is such an influx of our senior memberships here. So this branch particularly is about 75% seniors of our membership base. That's over 3,000 members.
Now you guys, a lot of the Medicare Advantage plans provide some benefits as it relates to membership in certain health clubs and place other facilities, and the East Jefferson Y is one of those, right?
Yes, we are. So we do a really good job at curating some of those contracts so that is a benefit that the seniors have. And so, you know, staying healthy and being a part of the community where you have access to a health facility is really important. And as you age, it's important at any age, but it's even more important as you're aging up. And that is one of the things that we like to do, is to offer those programs here at our facility. And you know, we're hoping that they do choose the Y to exercise that benefit.
And it's obviously more than just, you know, coming to a gym, because as we were talking to Karen Peralta earlier, it's really just the body being in motion, you know, whether it's an exercise class, a dance class, or otherwise. And we're going to come see you perform, Karen. She's standing up.
Definitely. Absolutely. So, I mean, one of the great things that, you know, that kind of sets us apart from some of the other places is, yes, we do have 90-plus group fitness classes offered on a weekly basis. We have a fantastic wellness center that we just added new cardio equipment this year in, and we're always trying to keep things new and fresh. But aside from that is really the community that you feel when you walk into the door here. The staff, I know I'm a bit biased, but the staff here is absolutely amazing. You're going to be greeted with a smile. You're going to feel like family. You're going to sit in the lobby and want to have coffee with your neighbors and just connect in those ways. But we also extend to have partnerships with, like, those Medicare programs, with people like Primary Care Plus, and other communities, organizations in the area, so that we can bring those kinds of that kind of information, and you kind of be a vehicle of information for other organizations too. So this is a great facility that you'll always see different organizations coming through and offering up their services and really just knowledge and information to make sure that, you know, seniors have choices and options, and just to kind of see what is out there and how that's going to benefit their life.
But it's actually an opportunity for more than just seniors, because as I walked in and I've been watching folks coming in and out, it's all age groups.
Absolutely. So, I mean, when you're a Y member, you're a Y member for life.
Yeah.
So you can be a Y member at 6 weeks old. So from 6 weeks up until, you know, it's time for you to not be with us anymore, you absolutely can be a Y member for life. So, I mean, our children's programs, our youth programs, teen, adult, family, I mean, those are just as strong as our senior programs.
So one of the things I love about this place is, this is my second time here broadcasting live, and we appreciate that, but every time I walk in, everybody's got a smile on their face.
Yes, they do.
It really is a social outlet for folks as well.
It really is. I mean, it definitely is. That is what I feel like does set us apart from some of the other places. You know, we are a nonprofit, so you have to love what you do. So the people that work here are passionate about what they're giving back to the community. And so that's what sets our staff apart from other places, is the passion and the commitment that they bring to this organization. And I think the members feel the difference of what that is. And I've had so many testimonies from members before that have told me that they've been, you know, members at other places or have visited other facilities and things, in that they just feel like family when they are here, and this is the place that they want to be.
Yeah. Last time I was here, I got to see a bunch of retired JPSO folks that were members here, and that was a lot of fun too. But it's more than just physical health. A lot of this that y'all do here is about mental health as well, right? Isolation and all kinds of other issues.
Yes. I mean, so healthy living is you know, is what our mission is. And that's beyond just physical health. So mental health is extremely important. So one of the new classes that we actually just brought on, it's called Laughing Yoga. So, I mean, it's a class that's really more about, you know, releasing the stress in your body through laughter. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a really unique concept. So, like, I definitely would say, like, come give it a try. Right? You feel better after a good laugh.
And so, well, I'm looking at your face as you're trying to describe it, and I'm sure that there are instances that you're like, recollecting.
Yes. It's an interesting concept, but it's so great that we're able to just put that out to the community for somebody to come try. Right. I mean, just think about it. You're going to walk into a class, and they're going to say, hey, sit on this mat. I'm going to give you some prompts, and we're going to sit here and just laugh it out. There's no way that you're walking out of that class not feeling better than when you walked in.
Right.
So, you know, that was a unique class that we have that just hit our schedule. So it's a good one to try to come out and see.
What's been the reaction so far?
They're laughing. Yes. So it's like, it's really great, you know. And so, I mean, other than just that, I mean, the things that, like kind of Karen had mentioned earlier, like a book club. So, I mean, like that socialization and connecting in a different way from just a fitness class. So whether it's, you know, coming to do line dancing, whether it's connecting with the people to solve the world's problems in the lobby over a cup of coffee, you know, watercolor classes. We do like a lot of different things to keep them engaged and meet people that they may not have ever met before.
Right.
And they really becomes, you know, part of their social circles.
No, absolutely. It's amazing. I've seen a number of people that I grew up with in this neighborhood, because mm-hmm. I went to grammar school just a block away from here. And several have said, I'm actually late this morning. I'm usually here at 5 a.m. every morning. But so many people start their day right here, right?
They do. I mean, during the week, we're open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we definitely have a great 5 a.m. crowd. You know, they are waiting on the doorstep for us to unlock those doors.
You're late.
To come in and get their day started off at the Y. So, I mean, our hours are pretty great to people's schedules. And so you kind of see a different shift throughout the day. So you have your 5 a.m. crew, you know, then you'll have your next group coming in around 7. Then you have your mid-mornings that like to sleep in late. Our great mid-afternoon classes, you'll hear from one of the members a bit that likes our mid-afternoon classes, and then they're called the Cookie Club. They come in, they work out together, and then, you know, they bring cookies and have some cookies in the lobby afterwards, because it is healthy living, but it's also about balance.
So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no restriction of where you live or anything like that to be a member here, and no. I've heard from people from down the bayou that actually come here.
That is true. So one of the unique things about a YMCA membership is no matter where you are a member at, you can utilize any YMCA across the country. So that gives you access to facilities when you're traveling, if you're, you know, visiting family, you just want to go stop in and see what other Ys are like. If you work on, you know, the North Shore but live on the South Shore or vice versa, we have Ys in those different areas, and so you're free to utilize those facilities at what's most convenient for you.
And I think you guys offer certain discounts and stuff. You try to make it affordable for everyone.
We do. We have different pricing structures depending on what your life looks like, whether it be for individuals, families, seniors, couples, those kinds of things. And then we also offer financial assistance. So we host fundraisers throughout the year. So our fundraising is what funds financial assistance for us. So if we don't have a pricing structure that meets your financial need, we do have a process for you to fill out some paperwork and provide some help so that, you know, you can become a member here.
Something that you will not find at any other fitness facility, right?
It's not very common, is it?
Well, as a not-for-profit, it's part of your mission, right?
It is.
To be able to serve everyone in the community.
It is, to have access to this. And so, you know, what's the great things that we offer here, we want to make accessible to just about anybody.
How long have you been with YMCA?
I just made 3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
What was the thing that surprised you the most? I mean, a lot of people that have not, did you grow up being a member of the Y? Or?
So on and off throughout my life, I have been a member, and I was a member at this branch for a period of time. So the Y wasn't completely new to me. And also my daughter learned how to swim at a YMCA in Tennessee when she would spend summers with my in-laws. So the Y has always had a special place in my heart. And just coming in, it felt like home. So, you know, when you're working, one of the things that I, you know, put place above all others is, does it feel like I'm at work every day? Am I getting joy? Is this bringing me peace, or is this stressing me out? And the Y is a place that always feels like home, and I'm very passionate about everything that we do here and what we offer, and I'm just blessed to be here.
What surprised you the most when you came back and you started working here at the Y?
Kind of surprised me about how natural it felt. Even, you know, after I was here for a month, it felt like I was here for much longer. So it was just like the natural fit that happened. And so that's a little surprising, because usually you walk into a place and you're like, this might be intimidating. I don't really know the ins and outs of everything that's happening. And so it takes some time to acclimate. But so it surprised me the most on how just naturally it fit and just felt like very comfortable.
Folks that come to you here at the Y that have been at other fitness facilities, what do you typically hear?
So they, you know, you'll hear from other places where they just kind of are another number, and, you know, the staff isn't necessarily learning their name or having those conversations with them. So it feels a little bit more warm and welcoming here, and they develop relationships with the staff. And I think that makes a huge difference. And so, I mean, there are some people that just want to come and get their workout in and go, and we're not going to bother them. We're just going to tell them good morning and or good afternoon and have a great day, right? And that's all they're looking for. But the majority of the members that come here are looking to connect. And I think the staff does a fantastic job here actually connecting with the members. And that's what I really like about the YMCA.
Well, it seems to me the diversity of the programs and the breadth and depth of the offerings here are far different at a Y than any other type of facility.
Yes, I mean, we are going to, you know, you're going to walk in, you're going to get your Group X classes, and a lot of those during the day are senior focused, so you're going to have a variety. You have your gym. We do have our pool that also offers just rec swim or like water aerobics. But then we're also going to bring you things like watercolor classes, tap classes, nutrition workshops, lunch and learns with community partners like Primary Care Plus, you know, Humana will come, you know, People's Health, United Healthcare. We provide an avenue for them to get information to the public. And so you're not necessarily going to see that in other areas. We even do monthly field trips to local restaurants for breakfast and lunch, you know, once a month. So it's even just like to get out and socialize. So you're not going to typically find those types of things being organized at a regular fitness facility. And I mean, we additionally even do socials throughout the year. So every major holiday we have, you know, we have socials. So Halloween day, we'll have our senior social. The night before Halloween, we're going to be having it for the kids. So it really kind of encompasses more of a community center and not just a fitness facility.
No, absolutely. It seems like you're really touching all the needs that folks would have. And as I've said before, every time I walk in here, everybody's got a smile on their face, which yeah. I've been to a lot of fitness facilities. That's not
and that
always,
may not be the case.
That's not always the case. And I think it's just because there's so much more here.
It really is. We're always looking to what else can we offer to the community? What joy are they getting out of this? And you know, how can we do better?
You touched on this a little bit, but there's also educational opportunities, whether that's to learn more about Medicare, how to meander through Medicare options and things of that nature, and where there are certain milestones in life that are age determinative. When you reach that age, these are things, Social Security and things like that. I know that y'all are always providing educational opportunities as well.
We are. So, I mean, that's the wonderful thing about, you know, just having a facility where we can take a studio or a room that's not being used and, like, how can we capitalize on using this that's going to benefit our membership base. And so those things are going to be like these educational seminars. So sometimes they're medical-based, sometimes they're life-based. So we've had, you know, like attorneys to come talk about preparing, like, end of life. You know, we've had, you know, Dignity Memorial's been a great partner of ours about pre-planning and what that could look like for you. We have a wonderful partnership with, like, Copeland Tower Living, you know. So it really just goes on and on and on with the kind of people and the kind of organizations that come through the door, and so that we're making sure that we are providing information for the community here, and, you know, in a good and positive way. So we always really enjoy that. We also recently just hired a nutritionist on site. So once a month we offer free nutrition workshops. So that's a membership benefit that you may not get somewhere else. We also offer that where they can book like a one-on-one with them at a completely reasonable rate. But the great thing is that we're going to make sure that we're getting this information to you as a membership benefit too.
And while you're learning about it, it's not like a hard sell, you know? I mean, it's a relaxed atmosphere. You can ask whatever questions that you may have and get relevant information.
Yes. Like, we're hosting one today at 1 o'clock. So, I mean, if you're still, like, on the fence, you may as well come stop by, grab some lunch. We'll have one today from Primary Care Plus is hosting just one of those lunch and learn doc talks today at 1 o'clock on healthy aging and what that can look like for you. So that, like, it's a great opportunity to come see what those look like. It's today at 1 o'clock.
No, absolutely. A very important topic for sure. Final thoughts?
Final thoughts is that we always will greet you with a smile when you walk through the door. Anytime you come, the very first time, it is completely free. So you can come with the intention to work out or take a class, look at our schedule, see what kind of things that you offer, or, you know, if the gym's your place, that's fine too. We'll give you a group or point you in the right direction, and it's kind of, your journey looks like whatever you want your journey to look like here. We're not pushing things down your throat.
Right.
We're not making you sign up for extra stuff if you are not interested. We're just a wealth of information to offer to you, and whatever you want your journey to look like here, that's what it's going to look like, and the staff is going to be ready to help you and guide you through that.
Where would they go for more information online?
So online, you can visit us at ymca.org. So we are the East Jefferson branch, but there are other branches, you know, throughout the greater New Orleans area. And again, I mentioned once you become a member at one of those locations, you have access to not just all of our locations, but access to locations across the United States.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Kerry Diaz, Executive Director of East Jefferson YMCA. You guys do a great job here. You know, y'all should be proud.
Thank you so much. We were so happy that you are back again this
year. Yeah, I love it.
And
we
love having it. So, you know, whenever you're looking for a space, we're available.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.